This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, 2017. Anna Murphy, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Dollface. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Tim.
Hello.
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 That was like we were twins then.
2017, first show back. Well, physically we're here, but both our voices have left the building once or twice this morning,
haven't
they?
Mine's all right.
Oh, is it?
I've got a bit of post-holiday cough.
Have you?
Yes, I do, but I'll be all right. I'll push on through. You watch me go.
Well, this is our, I think we're leading into our sixth year. Sixth year.
Which is interesting for you to say,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes,
a little bit like that I've got. Ed Sheeran at the end of that song.
I know. Look, and I had all this morning I woke up and I'm thinking, oh, you know, I really, really want to sort of make a pledge to the people, to the Joyce.
Oh, God, here we go.
That we will deliver more entertaining stuff this year than ever before.
Do you know what?
That we will deliver more interviews than we've previously done.
Do you know what? You actually, before Christmas, pledged the same thing.
Did
that we were going to end the year well. And I'm not sure if anyone can tell us how that went. I haven't
listened to the podcast at the end of the year.
How rude. Tim doesn't slave over those for you not
to. I haven't slept since Boxing Day.
Exactly. It's been working.
Well, I'm excited about 2017. And I think this morning, because we're 2 weeks into the new year, but really, it's our first week back. But we didn't get a chance to ask our listeners last week about your New Year's resolutions, which
no,
is obviously,
we didn't.
You know, have you blown it out of the water already? Because I know.
Or are you like me and you just decided
you
to
just
start
yesterday?
Yeah, I started yesterday because I had a family holiday to go on.
Yeah.
Like, I've just got back. There was no way that was going to happen.
No. January. Depending on what your resolution is. But you
Well, mine's pretty much the same every year.
What would that be?
I'm just going to get fit, lose weight, stop drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. So boring. That's why I didn't want to go into details.
No, it's okay. It's pretty good. I think Tim listened back to our show from last year, didn't you? That first one back, and we made a New Year's resolution.
I did actually. Yes, there was. I going back through the podcast as I was putting together the greatest hits of 2000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I listened to it. You know, get on board. They're fun.
Check it out at joy.org.au.
Our podcast, the greatest hits, sound like it was in the brushes, like a. The bargain basement bin of brushes.
It would have been CD of the week, I think.
CD of the week.
Like Through the Roof 83. Yeah. One of those ones.
Anyway, we digress.
And I was listening back, and last year, Dean, your New Year's resolution was to date more, to go on a date.
How did
that go?
Well, I went on one.
That's better than the previous 8 years.
It was a disaster.
What happened on that date?
Well, I can't tell you on air. It was a disaster.
Oh, dear.
Terrible.
Oh, did he turn up with a beanie on?
No, I rocked up. I rocked up in the car. I pulled up, and he was standing on the porch of his house.
Porch.
And, yeah, and he.
Where are we? In Warburton? Is this the Warburton?
No, I think it was in Fairfield or something like that.
Was he in a nursing home?
Anyway, I walked in and said, because he was dressed in this whatever he was in. He didn't have his shoes on and whatever. And
no,
I said,
shoes.
I said, did I arrive early? Do you need time to get ready? And he goes, oh, no, I'm ready. And I was like, we went on this date and he was in a. Like, I was dressed to the. I made an effort.
Did he put shoes on?
He put thongs on and a beanie. And we were going to this pretty
You're
lavish,
not a thongs and beanie kind of guy, hey?
I have thongs on at the moment. What are you talking about?
No, but like for going out and stuff like that.
I know,
that anyway.
So that was the only date that I went on. Good one. New Year's resolution. It was amazing.
Hey, I'd just like to say, if I sound a little off the air, like not off the air, hello, this is on, off the planet, like more so than usual. Mm. I've just been away for a week with children. And that's
how did that go for you?
Really good. I'll talk about it later. But I'm just like, I'm a little bit dazed and confused, which probably you two don't recognise as any different.
Weird because it's the first year you've ever come back from New Year's, you know, our first show back in 6 years, saying that you've hung out with kids.
I know. Doesn't life just change a lot?
It does a lot.
Really quickly. Anyway, I'll talk about that. But you've got an interesting resolution, Dollface.
Well, yes, indeed, because we are talking New Year's resolutions. If you want to join us, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. I'm doing a yes year. Have you ever had one of those before?
Explain.
Okay, well, this is the way it works. You basically say yes to everything.
Oh,
could be scary.
Well, I've tweaked it a little bit this time because I'm a little bit older. I did this 5 years ago, and I said yes to absolutely everything. So I had.
And how did that go for you?
Ended up in Amsterdam on a boat, eating space cake and not knowing where I was.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Those kind of trips got stuck over there because
of that volcano.
Yes. Yes. Mm.
Wow.
Yes.
Careful what you say yes to.
And this is the thing. You've got to now, I've sort of said, like, as long as it enhances my life and I don't get lost on some barge in bloody Amsterdam, I'll do it.
Well, interestingly enough, early this morning when I said, oh, okay, cool, well, what are you going to say yes to first? And I never thought I would hear this out of my brother Dean Murphy's face. He's gone, I'm going to go to Rainbow Serpent.
Yeah, I'm going to Rainbow Serpent.
Look at your eyes. Tim's I know. Eyes have nearly fallen out
of
his head.
Mind you, I'm taking my own car just in case I need to escape.
He's like committed to 4 days at Rainbow Serpent.
But this is the whole thing with the yes.
There's no showers up there.
This is the whole thing with the yes year. When you do a yes year, you want to say no, because when they asked me, I was like, no, yes. You got to kind of do it. You just got to do it. And as long as it doesn't cause harm to yourself, or anyone else around you, and it enhances. My thing is, it's got to tweak it. You got to get something out of it. It has to enhance your life.
Well, I think we'll get something out of it here at the show. I think you should take away a recording device.
Yes.
How long have you been in radio?
I don't know. How long have you been in radio?
There it is.
Is that our first fight?
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Awesome.
We need the bell. I reckon you should take something away to record some of this stuff or even do a live cross if you're up there on the Friday.
Absolutely.
A live cross from Rainbow Serpent.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even know what happens there. I know it's in the bush or near water somewhere.
Okay, so lots of the people that go do lots of, you know, like costumey stuff and dressing up and running around in the bush in like leggings.
I know it's a festival of some sort.
So I've got to sum it up quite well.
So it actually sounds like my camping, but yes, it is.
It's very much like Tim's camping with about 2,000 people there.
Right.
So fancy dress type.
Okay, yes, I'll call in. That'd be great.
How do you go in a tent? Are you okay in a tent?
I can't remember ever being in a tent. Have you ever been in a tent?
The other thing I said to him, I said, oh, okay, cool. Would you like to borrow my tent? Which Tim, our producer, lovely, that I'm looking at right now, I bought off. It's a beautiful one-man tent. And then I said, and Dean goes, yep. And I said, well, hang on a sec. I'm a bit worried that it won't come back to me in the pristine condition that it comes back to me from other friends. And he goes, yeah, I know, but we're different people. And I'm like, well, go and buy your own tent.
I just bought a 7-seater Captiva. Can't I lie in the back of that? It's
air conditioned. Yeah, you can.
Live in some smelly tent. Here's one for you, Anna Murphy. It is a very, you know, it's a slow news day, don't you, at the Herald Sun, when they're talking about page 2 is a huge article on the grassy knoll at Melbourne Park for the tennis.
Oh, I think it's lovely that we get a new grassy knoll.
Modelled on a popular patch of lawn dubbed Murray Mound or Henman Hill, the public area is expected to be the popular new viewing area for spectators. And the director of the tennis goes on and goes, one day this piece of lawn may be named, maybe, not even guaranteed.
No, it hasn't.
May be named after Leighton Hewitt, Pat Rafter or Sam Stosur. It's a piece of lawn.
It's actually just a little bit of mound in the in the tennis centre.
And we don't need to name all the mounds around town.
No, we don't need to. But I'm excited by that because I actually like going to the tennis. I like sitting outside and enjoying the atmosphere.
But you don't want to be there and going, oh, I've sat on Pat Rafter.
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. I think you do.
Okay, so this this story isn't such a slow news day story. It's actually quite entertaining.
Yeah.
Anyway, got plenty of stuff coming up. Hey, listen, guys, we have to give away this. This is a really, really good prize because we love her dearly. Dolly Diamond. What a rock star.
What a legend. What a rock star indeed.
And God,
she gets around it. I mean that in the nicest possible way. She's busy.
She's very busy. Well, this is a new one.
Busy.
She's doing Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks. It is awesome. Chapel Off Chapel, Imperan, on the 20th of January. Now, if you want to go, all you got to do is, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions. Just tell us your New Year's resolution and have you broken it to date? Like, it's 2 weeks in. You don't have to. I mean, if you're abiding by the law of what you've set for yourself for the year, that's fantastic. But if you've broken it, let us know as well.
Yes.
But the most interesting one, because it has to be interesting, otherwise we're not going to read it. The most interesting one will go in the draw to win, actually, this, the Dolly Diamond Double Pass to go and see Blankety Blanks awesome prize.
It's a pity we didn't do What Would You Name the Mound, to be honest, because Nick has just sent through Leighton Hewitt Lawn. They both have the same personality.
Do you want to change?
No, I don't mean to hijack
your segment. Do you want to change your segment?
Perhaps.
We don't have to talk about New Year's resolutions. That might be really boring.
Maybe. Let's name the mound.
Oh, my God. All right.
Dollface. I didn't mean that.
No, that's okay. I think yours is better.
Yeah, all right, it is. Okay.
This is why pre-production is a good thing, people. So let's name the mound. All right, the tennis mound at Melbourne Park. It's open for you. They're trying to say maybe Pat Rafter or Sam Stosur or whatever. But if you've got another name for it, let us know. We'll put you in the draw. Gee, that changed quickly, didn't it? And we are naming the mound this morning. We're helping the director of the Australian tennis, Craig Tilley. They've got a little mound. They've got a grassy knoll, which they haven't named yet. And he's saying one day it could be Leighton Hewitt. It could be named after Pat Rafter or Sam Stosur, but we're going to do it for him this morning.
What can you say? Because there's a couple in England in Wimbledon. What are they?
Yes, okay. So they've got. Oh, I can't.
Is
find
it Murray?
It. Yeah, Murray Mound or Henman Hill.
Right. Okay.
I don't know who Henman is.
Yeah.
Tim anyway. Henman. Yes.
But in order to win this fabulous prize, which is a double pass to go and see Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks, all you got to do is name the mound.
Yeah,
for us, and we'll send it off to the director.
Or the area.
Craig
Whatever
Tilley.
You'd like to do. And I apologise if I confused everyone, but I can't help it. It's out now. Trevor has said Pat's Patch.
I like
that's
Pat's
good.
Patch.
I
that's
like Pat's
good.
Patch too.
I'm not too sure about this one from Tom, though. Martinez Mudslide.
Oh. Ooh, well, it's got to be rainy for that, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
It does indeed.
And it's generally very hot at that time of
year. Keep them coming through. 0427 Joy 949 on everjoy.org.au. Anna Murphy, I never thought a grassy knoll
could generate so much
interest. It was actually the most boring story in the paper this morning. But I'm telling you now, it's gone off as a topic for us this morning. It's gone crazy.
It's gone crazy.
Lots of people sending messages through. All you got to do is name this grassy mound knoll bit
at the Australian Open.
Funny people. You're very funny.
To win some tickets to Dolly Diamond's Blankety Blanks, we've had Craig saying Serena's skitty. Oh, that's a bit rude.
Oh, that's a bit rude.
I don't think we need to worry about that. Darren says, well, you're in the draw, but you're a bit cheeky. Darren says Pancake Parlour Patch.
I think he thinks there's a Pancake Parlour voucher up for grabs.
No,
there's not.
Nick Kyrgios Tanking Area from Gail.
Thanks, Gail.
Oh, I like that too. Dolly Queen of Moomba Mound.
Oh, see how he's doing that there. Yeah.
Woohoo! Welcome back. How about Rafter Rumble? Oof. And a ceiling to floor poster of him in his itty bitty jogs.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh. I'm with
Tony.
You, Tony.
Yes.
We're with That's you great. As well. Good Aging Mound from Terry.
Good Aging Mound. Love that. Keep him coming through. 0427 Joy 949 on everjoy.org.au. We're back for 2017.
We are.
I'm just going to sidebar for just a second.
Oh, yes.
That's Joe Jonas, right? The brother of Nick, right?
Yeah.
I've just seen a sexy little spread of him.
I did too.
Did you?
I never miss anything in underwear. No.
See that. Yes.
Joe.
It's a very genetically blessed family.
Yes.
Love it.
It is indeed. And I've just realised that my partner of nearly 2 years is asleep, so we can have this conversation at length if you'd like.
Would your partner ever do like an undies spread?
Well, I don't know. Well, what? I don't think so. I think they get around in their knickers doing photo shoots out in Romsey.
Maybe they should. Hey, listen, can we talk about, just quietly, Ryan Gosling?
Yes, we can. But Lucas is asleep. We can talk about this.
I kind of want to talk about him and his Golden Globe win, but then I get overshadowed by the fact that Ryan Reynolds and Andrew Garfield are passionate.
Which is heaven. Okay, so for anyone that missed it, Ryan Gosling and Ryan Reynolds were up for the same award. Ryan Gosling took it out. So on his way up, and you know they usually put a camera on the person that lost, and they've got to sit there with that face and clap and go, I hate you and I'd like to just leave. So while Ryan Gosling was walking up to accept his award, in the background you could just see Andrew Garfield, who I believe was Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yes, he was Spider-Man.
And Ryan Reynolds, Andrew Garfield's just leapt on Ryan Reynolds and they've had a big patch and all their friends around the table are laughing and it's hysterical. So he's gone on, Andrew Garfield went on Stephen Colbert's show the next night and was asked about the kiss. And he said, well, you know what? I just wanted him to know that I loved him no matter whether he won or not. And then proceeded to kiss Stephen Colbert as well.
Oh, there's a bit of that going around. I love it.
You know, they should all make out.
I think so too.
It was an interesting Golden Globes. I've only caught snippets.
Well, the only thing I saw was Meryl doing her anti-Trump speech.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. Did Wonderful. She have? She was losing her voice too. There's a bit of laryngitis going around because she was a bit husky in the office.
Are you putting you and Meryl Streep in the same category now?
Well, we're both incredibly talented.
Right.
You know, I'm okay.
Did she go to your New Year's Eve party?
I'm sure she did. There's a bit of laryngitis.
Didn't we just love the highly articulate, educated, and very mature response of the president-elect? Who shot back on Facebook or Twitter, his favourite form of communication, Meryl Streep, most overrated actress of all time.
And then in 2015, if you go back, he did an interview where he said she's the most brilliant actress ever.
He's just like a tiny...
This is what we're in for 4 years, guys.
A schoolyard bully brat. Yeah.
Seriously, we've got 4 years of it.
Toys. You did it.
Get used to it.
You're overrated.
And then Nicole Kidman's come out this morning. God
no,
bless
well,
her.
No, in fairness.
And said, just back off. Oh. We need to all just...
No,
you know, he's been elected. We just
you're
need
putting
to
that
all
tone on. She did not speak like that at all.
Back Donald Trump. We just need to back him.
No, what she said is it's happened now.
Yes.
We all in this country need to get behind him. She didn't say she liked him.
Well, it's 7 more days to the inauguration, so anything could happen from this point.
Nothing's
on.
Going to happen. He's
Are you kidding?
Well, it's not going to be good, whatever happens.
He just got busted hiring prostitutes to give golden showers, for God's
goodness.
Sake. We forgot that, didn't we?
We haven't talked about that bit.
Anyway, that happened too this week. Happy New Year, people. The whole hour we've been running this amazing competition, all you had to do was join us and name the grassy knoll at the Australian Open. And the winner... Have we got a little drum roll there, maybe?
I don't know where the drum roll is.
This
now.
Is for a double pass. This is for a double
love
pass.
The effort that went into trying, Tim.
Double pass to Dolly Diamonds, blankety blanks.
Why don't we try?
Have we got it yet?
No.
No, okay, forget
page.
It. Don't worry about it. You know who's going to?
Hang on.
Oh, there you go.
Timing is everything. She's long. Terry Wren.
Yay!
From Coburg. Has won the double pass to go and see Dolly Diamonds, Blankety Blanks, Friday the 20th of Chapel of Chapel in Paran. There's a whole bunch of VIPs, 6 famous faces, the whole thing. She does a good job.
She does Dolly. Do a good job.
Now, I just want to bring this little story to your attention in a moment.
Right.
Apparently, taking LSD could have the same benefits as doing yoga.
What?
Dropping LSD could give you the same psychological benefits as taking a yoga class.
Beg your pardon.
That may sound strange, but in this science book... or magazine, they argue putting your ankle behind your head and taking a class A drug could put you in the same psychedelic state.
And you're likely to try both if you're under that psychedelic state.
Though the advantage of choosing yoga allows you to stay in control. And I'm just a little worried about that because I'm just about
a little worried.
Well, it's my yes year and I've said yes to going to Rainbow Serpent and I've heard a little bit of that stuff happens up there. Maybe I should just do downward dog the whole time I'm there.
I think say yes to yoga.
Shouldn't I say yes to yoga?
Yeah,
if I can get my ankle around my neck. Right, then I will put myself into a state that I can listen to the music up there. Is that right?
Oh, my God.
Maybe I need to choke myself with my ankle.
You want to make sure there's an ambulance on board there, Grandpa.
Some little birdie told me that you're doing something fabulous this weekend.
No, next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yes,
in fact, you told me.
Bucket list. I did. I'm the little birdie.
Yes, you're the little birdie.
I like being a little
Ladies
birdie.
Ladies and gentlemen, my fine sister over there sitting there in all her... Beauty is basically entering raw comedy.
I have entered.
You've entered it.
Yeah. Okay. So for people following the show, long time bucket list objective, and Tim Wright has been, you've been on my case about it for a long time. But I remember two years ago, you were like, okay, so next year, raw comedy. And I was like, oh, no, scary. So anyway, this year, if you've been following the show, I have actually done stand up a handful of times.
And you know what? I have to say,
months.
You're not too bad.
Oh, thank you. And I decided I'm in. So I'm in the heat next weekend, which I'm now all of a sudden going, I just said to Dean in there, I'm sort of thinking maybe I should pull out.
No, what did you say? I'll tell you what you said to me, because our brother is actually going in it as well. He's quite funny. And you said to me, I don't know whether I should pull out or not because Peter's really funny. And you still don't think you're funny.
Well, no, I've seen
After
his
all
set
these
and
years,
he's been doing
well,
it for
6 years. I've been doing this
been doing
freaking
for,
show with you.
For a year. And I just think he's... materials.
Ladies
better.
And gentlemen, I just, please jump on your phones now and send her a message and tell her she's funny. All right? So we can get this thing done. That's all
no,
I want.
It's happening anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like going...
But can you please believe that you're actually humorous?
Oh, right, okay.
For a change.
Thank you.
So annoying.
Ah. Sorry.
Anyway.
It's like pleading for donations, isn't
it?
To make her feel better.
Aren't I like Tony Robbins of the gay world? Yeah. How motivating was that?
Very.
News coming up next. But you know how it gets to this time of the year... For me, I really enjoy the occasional trip down to Barampool, jump in the pool, have a swim.
Oh, of course.
Because you do, because it's a lovely little area. It's great pool.
Yeah, I don't mind it when I actually drag myself down there. It's been a while, though.
So the first day that I got a chance to do and I was running around, I was so hot, I was so tired, and I was so exhausted, and all I could think of, just jump in that beautiful, crystal clear water, Pramble, and just,
yeah, I was
going to
say, did you then wake up?
Soak in it and whatever. And as soon as I did and I got into the pool and I just eased my way down into it, I'm just like, oh, shoulders under. And these two little kids came flying over the lane rope. One goes, oh, Sean just pissed in the pool. Ah! And I was like, oh, out of the pool, out of the pool. Get up.
Done.
Excellent.
Yeah. Love kids.
Yeah.
Love kids in the Pramble.
I had a great conversation with one of my nieces. She's 13. Remember how I was telling you last year that my dad does Santa Claus Santa Claus.
He's that's right.
Santa. Well, now my niece finally knows that.
Oh, she's 30.
She knows
the
mystery is gone. And so we told her, you know what, that's Papa Jeff, that you go and sit in his knee every year. We would just sit there and chuckle at you. And she goes, oh, my God. She couldn't believe it. She was totally gossip. She goes, I always thought it was real because he always knew my name.
Well, so she's sharp.
While we're on the kids' comments, I've just come back from a family holiday with my partner.
Oh, yes.
This
is the first. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'd be lying if I said prior to I was a bit anxious because I was like, oh, I haven't done this much time with the kids and how's it going to go and da da da. And he said the same thing, but it was actually really lovely. We had a great time, loved it. And 2 days ago we were up in Kahuna, which is past
Kahuna.
Which they say
Kahuna. Did you have a schooner and Kahuna?
I did actually.
Oh, and what about for dinner? Did you have some tuna?
No, chicken, but that's okay.
Just wanted
anyway,
to play along.
So we went to the Kahuna pool and they've got a water slide, which incidentally, if you haven't been on one and you're an adult and you haven't been on one since you were a kid, there's some things you need to know.
What?
Sit up straight. Don't lie back. Like Lucas thought, oh, yeah, I'll get on there and do what I used to do. He nearly shot off the side. So that was traumatic.
How did you go with that?
I just sat up and held my boobs in my bathers and went down. But anyway,
safety position.
So I'm back on the grassy knoll just trying to dry off and go, yeah, cool, now I've got blocked ears and all that sort of stuff. And that was fun. Anyway, my 7-year-old stepdaughter's gone up and she's like up and down and up and down and she's running around in circles. She's very hyperactive. Comes down this last time and she comes out of the water and all her hair's in front of her face and she's got her eyes shut. She's dog paddling and she goes, oh, my God, I wish I could use the F word because that was amazing.
I like that. And she's got that from you.
Probably.
Oh, the evil stepmother. I hope you're enjoying our first show back for 2017.
I hope so too.
And if you're not, you've only got 48 weeks left until we go on break again.
And do you know what? I don't think I could. I just started a new job, so no holidays for me.
No, none for me.
So you're stuck with us, I think.
Oh, I won't be here for the Rainbow Serpent weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'll do a cross, though. I'll come in live
yes,
from...
Yes, you will.
Yes, I will. I'll be dancing to some drum beat.
Oh, God.
Or something like that. Or doing yoga.
Yes.
KFC. Here's the new one for you, Anna Murphy. KFC. this is good. In case you wanted a reminder that we're living in the future, KFC is testing facial recognition cameras which predict what people will order without them having to say anything.
Oh, God.
The cameras are already in Beijing, of course, and can also remember what regular customers buy and reorder it automatically. You simply stand in front of the camera machine and it works out your sex, appearance, age and mood. And if you agree with its choices, you can pay by tapping your mobile phone.
Look, I'm really worried about this because the thing is, I don't do KFC, but if I rock up to KFC, my mood is not going to be great. And they're going to look at my age and feel my mood and send out a whole bucket of chicken, which then I'm going to have to eat. So I don't need this.
See, I'm concerned because I'm starting to grow sideways.
Welcome to the club.
Yes. I'm concerned it's going to do a body scan and think, oh, he needs two burgers and a couple of nuggets.
Do I have to try and sabo you? Yeah.
I'm a little insulted excuse me. It says, a man in his 20s would be offered a set meal of crispy chicken hamburger, roasted chicken wings and a Coke.
And what does a girl get?
Well, it says here, by contrast, a 50-year-old woman would be recommended porridge and soybean milk for breakfast.
I love
that. Hey, mate, if I go to KFC, it's for a particular reason. I'm angry at the world and myself. I want chicken and I want it fried.
Oh, you get chicken
fat
in my porridge?
Oh, yeah. You've made me hungry, Anna Murphy. It's only 20 past 8.
Hey, listen, other people in media.
Yeah.
just as bad as us sometimes. How Why? Was that for a segue?
Yeah. Oh. What do you mean bad? Like bad? Like unorganized?
Well, you know, every now and then you and I have an epic meltdown.
But not on air.
Well, we've had maybe one or two.
People think it's funny.
We've come close.
Usually it's hurtful.
But there's generally not too much diva-ish behaviour here. Except
no.
I...
Well, we're volunteers and there's no money.
I do require, I do
money
require
changes
a cup
everything.
Of tea and a banana.
That's and you certainly get that.
Yes, I do. Amber Sherlock, who, for anybody who doesn't know out there, is a National 9 News presenter.
She does the afternoon thing. Is that right?
She does tend to present the afternoon news.
Where they become really opinionated.
Yeah, they do like... They do a... They do a, I can't remember what they call it, but the three, they have three people like a panel.
Like
they,
a panel.
They talk about the current events and they always come across really opinionated.
Yeah.
And annoying.
Yeah.
But for anyone who's interested, have a little Google on 9news.com.au and just have a look at Amber's little meltdown she had yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
At her colleague.
Yeah.
And the response is because I said she was wearing white. The psychologist that was in Queensland had a white top on. And then obviously the other news reader,
Julie Snook,
had turned up in what was a light blue top. But on air, on television, it's looked white as well.
Now, Amber has gone to town on her.
Has gone to
about this,
town.
This top. Epic. But in such a degrading, annoying way, like it's actually really rude.
Epic meltdown. Yeah. I think, you know, as the great Tom Cruise said to Peter Overton.
Was this when he was jumping up and down on a couch?
Put your manners back in, Amber. Yeah. Put your manners back in. It was very rude. I think actually everyone needs to Google it. We might even post it on our Facebook
page. We should
indeed. The address is Murphy's Law Facebook.
Come on. We haven't been on holiday that long.
Facebook.com/Murphy's Law Radio.
Wow, that's fabulous. You two. I love the fact that you two can just crack yourself up.
Oh,
dear. Anyway, have you ever been sent a dick pic?
Oh, God. Hey, look, we nearly got through the first show of the year without talking about penises.
Well, this guy's a straight guy. He's a straight guy who got received a dick pic and he decided to pretend he was a doctor and play a prank on the guy that actually sent it, which is really good. But it's quite lengthy, but I'll get you to play the part of the doctor. Is that
right, okay?
And I'll play the part of the dick pic person.
Okay.
The dicker.
So this is, he's just responded and said, hello, such and such. I'm actually glad you sent me this picture. I'm a urologist at the King's College Hospital in London. When can you come in for a visit?
And the guy goes, I'm in Texas. What's a urologist?
Urology is the branch of medicine that focuses on surgical and medical diseases of the male and female urinary tract system and the male reproductive organs. I noticed you have some abrasions on the top of the penis, probably caused by over-masturbation without adequate lubricant. But what concerns me is the cancerous mole on the testicle and the yeast infection at the tip of your penis.
I've always had a mole. It's not cancer. And how could I get a yeast infection? It's impossible.
Penile yeast infections may be caused by sexual intercourse with someone who has a yeast infection or poor hygiene.
Are you sure I have it? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark.
I would bet my medical career on it. Can you visit a doctor ASAP to get treatment?
No. Can I buy pills online?
No need for pills. Simply mix one part self-raising flour with equal one part water with your hands into a batter.
I love that.
Then apply to the infected area. This will draw out the yeast and remove the infection. You may need to repeat this treatment 2 or 3 times if it reappears.
And will that cure it? Serious?
Yes. You will see results immediately.
Damn, that stuff really stuck to my cubes and I had to shout and get it all out.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.